Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
All students in the Rochester City School District will continue with remote learning through the end of the year. Dr. Leslie Meyer-Small, superintendent for the district, announced that yesterday that all students will remain in a virtual learning setting until at least January 4th. At the same time, students with disabilities and specialized programs will resume in-person learning for 4 days each week on January 4th. That applies for all grade levels K through 12. Families with students in those programs will be contacted over the course of the next week to discuss whether they want to take advantage of that option or to continue to remain remote.
Cool. All right. Walmart says that they have removed ammunition and firearms from display at U.S. stores, citing a civil unrest in some of the areas in the country. It's not great. The nation's largest retailer, based out of Arkansas, is selling firearms in about half of its 4,700 stores. And in quote from Walmart, they said, "We have seen some isolated civil unrest. And as a whole, we have done this before on several occasions. We have decided to remove the firearms and ammunition off the sales floor as a precaution for safety of our associates and customers." They said that in a statement released yesterday. So I had no idea that they had actually removed firearms from the floor before.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But yeah, I guess this is a thing. I think the idea behind it is like, in case something were to happen with looting or something along those lines, don't want firearms just out on the floor. They will continue to sell them, I should say. They are just not kept. I think you can get them like either online and pick up in store type of thing, because they're doing a lot of that as well, but not in the stores.
Can we hold on? Can you just like order a gun online and go pick it up?
I don't know. You can literally order anything online. So it's funny.
Don't they have to do background checks and stuff? Isn't there more to this?
Maybe. I'm sure.
It's not like Instacart. Hey,
I know, right?
You know, swing by Wegmans, get me some buffalo chicken dip for this weekend, and then swing on over to Walmart and just give me couple Berettas if you could.
I know, but the new Walmart, or the Walmart in Canandaigua, is all new. They have this big like tube that sends down all your online purchases that you like pick up in stores.
What is Willy Wonka?
It's crazy. You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh. It's
okay.
Nuts.
Interesting. All right. Moving on in the Team PXY feed, Monroe County health officials are alerting of a possible COVID exposure in Rochester. Anyone who visited the bar area of the Char Steak and Lounge on East Ave on October 15th between 3 p.m. and midnight and October 16th between 3 p.m. and midnight are asked to contact the Monroe County Health Department. Officials say an employee who was working at the bar tested positive for the virus. Again, that is only if you were at the bar. Customers who were at open areas or tables on those dates are not believed to be at risk.
Perfect. And Corey, I'm looking at you with this next story because we talked about it earlier in the week about how you were confused why haunted car washes
aren't a thing here. I mean, we heard of one in the good news, right? And I was just wondering, why is that not a thing here? By the way, apparently,
it is a thing here. I just talked to my mom about it.
Yeah, apparently in Canada.
It's right on 332.
Yeah.
At the auto wash. But this one in Utah is spooky, okay? So you have to stay in your vehicle and lock the doors because of various Halloween creatures will try to get inside and take you on a trip during the tunnel in Utah's Wiggy Wash. So it's a Halloween experience tailored for the COVID-19 situation, and everyone is participating in it. They're going to remain social distance. Like we're trying to find cool, fun, original ways to celebrate Halloween, and I think this is definitely one of them. And newsflash, this actually isn't the first time they've done something like this. This is the second year they've done their spooky haunted tunnel car wash situation, but very on brand for what's going on in the world today. Social distancing, making sure everyone's safe, and definitely scaring the crap out of people. I watched the video and I was like, ew.
Yeah, criminy. I could see that being pretty good.
There's Chucky dolls, right? There's clowns, there's that there.
Creepy. All right. Up online on Facebook, if you search 98PXY, we have posted our Zoom conversation with Mr. Jason Derulo. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Jason Derulo.
She literally did that in the interview. Embarrassed me. Well, like, come on, Freeze.
Embarrassment is a choice.
No, it's
I've said it so many times on the show. Embarrassment is a choice.
Like, I cringe at the thought of how many interviews have opened up like that for him. I mean, probably countless. I'm shocked he didn't just, like, get up off that couch and walk away. Interview's over. We're done.
He could have.
He was really cool. Got to talk a lot about his new song, Take You Dancing, how the video was filmed, which was completely at his house, by the way. And you got to see the wild SpongeBob jacket that he wears in that video. It's crazy. Breezy, he kind of like dodged my question. I asked him if he thought I could pull that jacket off. What do you think?
He dodged a lot of your questions, but he loved my questions.
What do you think?
About his dog
and
stuff.
Yeah, he obsessed with his dog. Do you think I could pull off that SpongeBob jacket that he wears in
that
video?
Absolutely not. 100% cool. No.
Definitely want to hear him talk about how he celebrated getting number one for Savage Love.
Yeah, that was crazy. I wish I was there.
Yeah, me too. Seriously. So that is up for you to check out on Facebook. Search out 98PXY. Also up at 98PXY.com. We've got some good news for you. We'll highlight a handful of those stories just after 9 this morning. Let's see. Speaking of things coming up after 9, I'm really excited about this. I didn't want to bring it up until now because the wheels are now in motion.
They are in motion.
Remember on...
We were nervous that it like wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
Well, it hopefully. On Wednesday, we talked to the woman who actually was the subject of our Savager Sensible, or rather her husband was, on Monday. He apparently has been spending all of October scaring the living daylights out of her and their kids. So she threw him on the savage scale. We ultimately decided, nah, he's not really being a savage. Like, this is just what you do around Halloween time.
Right.
But she should definitely get him back. So,
yeah.
9:20 this morning. You're not going to want to miss this. We're going to try to get him.
Spooky.
Yeah. Yeah. Plans all laid out, ready to roll. Should
and shout out to our friend Chris. He actually suggested this on Twitter.
Yeah.
And then I sent it to Corey, and I was like, so are we going to do it?
Well, it's been a while since we got involved in pranking someone, right? So I think it's time. It's time.
It's time.
So 9:20, we'll do that. Make sure you're listening for that. Up online as well at 98pxy.com. Savage or sensible, that's what we're jumping back into. We got a message from someone that says their husband pulls this move. Savage or sensible, warning other trick-or-treaters that a house has terrible candy.
Oh yeah. My.
both Breeze and I voting savage on this one. However, there's a bunch of sensible votes. Mm-hmm. If you want to jump in, 585-222-9800, call or text. And you can also text in the keyword vote to vote on that poll right now. We'll get back to it coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.